Newsbreak podcast.
We are very concerned about these very provocative comments that made by Julius Malema from the EFF, but we're not surprised because I think what he's been trying to do is to put the fear of God into people, to try and spread fear in the community and try and get everybody to stay away so that he could say this thing was a success. I am hoping that this national shutdown, as he has said, will be whittled down into what I would call a localized EFF protest.
Sham, given the history within this area from the looting that had taken place, it is understandable why many residents, community members, are now feeling anxious. What is your advice to them?
Firstly, I think we need to use this opportunity to call upon our people. Although people have a right to protest, and that's everybody's right, that must be done within the law of the country. Firstly. Secondly, we call upon all our communities to remain calm and vigilant and not to be provoked into starting something which can turn very ugly. I know since Malema's comments, there has been several comments people have been making as residents and so on in the public media, comments which could kind of lead to anarchy during the day. My message to people is that let's act responsibly. Let us work together with CPF. Let us work together with law enforcement agencies. Let us work together with the local security agencies so that if anything happens, we call upon the help of these agencies in the first instance. And we should not take the law into our own hands, not unless our lives are threatened and our properties are threatened.
Essentially, Sham, you are calling for residents to refrain from making any inflammatory remarks in response to Malema's remarks. Have you seen that in the past since the looting and even in other occasions where that tends to hamper the progress that many organizations are making to build social cohesion between these two communities?
Well, since the July unrest, we've been very hard at work as the Phoenix Ubuntu Forum, working with Bombay, Inanda. We've had soccer matches, we've had food security programs, and I think we're at the point where we have really built, since 2021, a nice platform for future engagements with local communities. And what Malema said yesterday is really not helping the situation. And it's absolutely sad that he would use race, he would use Phoenix again to look at, furthering his own political agenda.
This certainly is going to undermine all the good works which we and other people have been doing. I think people who are listening, mainly the youth, to what Malema is saying, some things would ring true for what he is saying. Issues of unemployment, issues of the power supply and so on and so on. Those are issues which are national issues. It would resonate with some people, but the issue about calling people to and forcing them to shut down, forcing businesses to shut down, it really is uncalled for. Because this is no way of building a new country.
Sham, I understand that a meeting will be held tonight to plan and prepare for this organized shutdown. Can you give me more details about it?
Well, we have called together a community meeting of NGOs, police forums, the leadership of community organizations in Phoenix to look at how we can prepare and respond for any eventuality. We are asking people not to put roadblocks in their places. Rather, they liaise with their own communities. But we don't want to take a chance and just keep quiet should something happen. So all what we are trying to do is to look at a plan to prepare for any eventuality. So, and we will be starting from Saturday of this week and not waiting for Monday of next week. So community organizations, we are trying to look at issues like a hotline where people can phone in if they cannot get hold of the police or local people. So we could direct people's concerns and queries and questions and what have you to the correct law enforcement agencies and so on. If there are need for counseling and so on of people who are feeling unwell, we are talking to social workers and so on to look at whether we can organize counseling for people if the need arises.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.